Some farmers in Baltimore County are looking to do something besides growing the traditional corn, wheat, and soybeans. They're thinking about beer and hard cider and medical marijuana. WIPR's John Lee reports that the Baltimore County Council is making it easier for farmers to make the switch.
There's community cider, which is coming up on its one-year anniversary. So that's been in that barrel for almost a year.
Kurt Scherer is part owner of Millstone Cellars. He's giving a tour of the facility tucked away in an old industrial park in Cockeysville. About 500 oak barrels filled with fermenting apple juice are stored there. The juice is on its way to becoming hard cider. Millstone, which owns a small mill in Moncton, in addition to having the Cockeysville space, has been in business for 3 years and sales are booming. The company has gone from producing 1,500 gallons of cider to about 35,000 gallons this year, and they would like to double that. But Scherer says they need someplace bigger, and it would be ideal to have a place more picturesque than a gray, nondescript industrial park. He believes he's found the perfect spot, an old paper mill in Whitehall in northern Baltimore County. Scherer says a construction company is there now.
The folks I've talked to up there, they're like, yes, we would like all those dump trucks gone and for you to plant apple trees and to have a place that where we can drop in and have pizza and, you know, glass of cider.
But there was a problem. County zoning would not allow them to make cider in the old mill. So the Baltimore County Council changed the regulations. Now Millstone will buy the property and move its cider operations there. This followed recent votes to allow farm breweries and to let farmers in North County grow medical marijuana. And that prompted this exchange between council members Todd Crandall and Wade Catch at a recent council meeting.
Is this about agriculture or partying?
Yes.
Councilman Catch represents Northern Baltimore County.
Times change. Farming's a business. And we must make sure that our farmers have every tool in the book to be successful businessmen.
Catch says he knows of three people in Baltimore County who are interested in growing medicinal marijuana, but he expects the state to grant, at most, one growing license in the county. He adds any growing facility would be indoors and have to be secure. A couple of people now want to start farm breweries. They would grow the hops that go into the beer they make. And if the farmer can own it from ground to glass, he can potentially make more money. So says Darius Arani, chief economist for the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University.
That glass of beer costing $3.50, $4.50 is really a huge amount of dollar value that the farmer gets in return for basically what they've grown.
And it's not just beer, cider, and pot. Ian Mansfield, cellar master at Millstone, says he's seeing more people getting into growing other native plants like herbs, vegetables, and flowers.
To be able to create food products, drinking products, hair products, care products, and a lot of people don't understand that most everything you see today probably originated from a plant.
Councilman Catch says he plans to launch a study of agritourism to make sure the county strikes a balance between farmers expanding their businesses and keeping northern Baltimore County rural.
And the last thing that I want to see is our roads widened and improved, because once you do that, you have put the rural character of the of northern county in jeopardy.
Catch says one sticking point will be whether farmers can rent out their barns for blowout events like wedding receptions. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.